Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome to another edition of News and Views. Thanks for joining us. Earlier this week, Governor Pat McCrory signed legislation that makes sweeping changes to state elections law. The changes include requiring government-issue photo IDs at the polls, shortening the early voting period, and ending same-day registration. Senator Josh Stein joins us now to talk about the new law and the debate over education funding by the General Assembly. Senator Stein, thanks for being back with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Well, quite a week in Raleigh. The news dominated by Governor McCrory signing, for lack of a better term, voter suppression bill into law. What was your reaction when you initially heard that he had signed it?
I was angry that he did. I really hoped that he wouldn't. It's a terrible, frankly, un-American piece of legislation. You know, people talk about it as a voter ID bill. Voter ID is 3 pages out of a 57-page bill. It is provision after provision after provision after provision. The effect of each of them, big and small, is to make it harder in some way for people to participate in the political process. And that is totally offensive to our democratic political process. And I was terribly upset the General Assembly passed it, and I was disappointed that the governor would sign such a farce of legislation.
I want to ask you about some specifics in the bill, but one of the things I don't know if everybody realizes, they may have seen or read or heard that there were public hearings about voter ID in the House, but all the other things you mentioned, nobody even knew they were coming, right?
Absolutely not. In fact, Senator Apodaca, the rules chair, said the day after the Voting Rights Act case was decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, he said, well, and he was asked, is he going to bring forward voter ID? He said, well, now we know we can do a big bill. So they waited to find out what the Supreme Court was going to do, and they took it as a green light to throw every single idea they could to make it harder for young people, for seniors, and for minorities to participate in the political process. And just because people don't tend to vote your way does not mean they're not legitimate participants and citizens in society. Elected officials should not choose who the voters are. The voters should choose who elected officials are.
What do you make of all the Governor McCrory's statement in a YouTube statement, interestingly, and then he went on the radio stations around the state? He's talking only about the voter ID provision for the most part, and a lot of the discussion has been, this is all about restoring integrity to the political process. And how do you respond to that?
Well, how does it restore integrity to eliminate a program that pre-registers 50,000 high school civics students each and every year? We teach them civics. We mandate they take civics. We give them an opportunity to say, participate in the political process, and when you're 18, we'll mail you your registration card. We're getting rid of that. No reason other than that they don't want young people to vote. How does it restore integrity to the system to eliminate the convenience of straight party voting? Half, more than half, 56% of all voters, Democrat and Republican, vote straight ticket because it's a convenience. You do the party line, whichever one you want to do, and then you can change. If you want to vote for a Republican, you can vote for a Republican. If you want to vote for a Democrat, it saves time. They eliminated a week of early voting. How in the world does that enhance the integrity of the election system? You put all these things together, and what you've done is created a system that will result in longer lines, less convenience for voters, and less participation by young people. It's offensive.
We're already seeing the effects. Governor McCrory also said that we don't want politics to play a role in where early voting sites are, and yet the day he went on the radio, the Watauga County Board of Elections actually voted to not have a voting site in the upcoming elections on the Appalachian State campus. Were you surprised at that?
I was not surprised, but I was utterly disgusted. The fact that you would eliminate early vote site at the single largest precinct in a county that just happens to be on a college campus, and then even on election day, they're merging 3 Boone precincts, which is more than 9,000 people, into a single precinct on a second floor with 24 parking spots. It's just so utterly transparent what they're trying to do. Another situation happened in Elizabeth City, where the Republican County Board of Elections says, we are going to look at every single student at Elizabeth City State and determine whether they're permanent residents of this county and can legitimately vote. They're trying to keep one student from running for office, saying he's not a permanent resident. Is it a coincidence that Elizabeth City State is not only a college campus with young people, but a predominantly historically African-American institution? It is so offensive and transparent what their intent is. It's un-American, and the people of North Carolina should be outraged.
Let's talk about another debate that's in the news, which is what happened to education funding this session. there are folks, the majority and party leaders and Governor McCrory himself are going around the state saying they increase funding for education. They don't understand what all the criticism is about.
The numbers they use are out and out wrong. They're comparing the numbers from last year to this year, but they fail to include things like pensions, healthcare benefits. So the number they're saying that there's a $300 million nominal increase in dollars from one year to the other is just wrong. So let's start there, that they're telling mistruths. The second thing is what you look at is the level of service. Do you provide the same level of service as last year or a diminished level of service? Well, when you factor in that we have many more students enrolled this year, and you factor in that inflation occurs, these are real phenomenon, there is a 1.5% cut to the tune of about $150 million, so that on a real per student basis, it is a cut to public education. Why? We didn't need to do it. The reason they have cut public education, whether it's K-12, they cut $220 million out of our universities, they're raising tuition at our community colleges, they're eliminating Smart Start spots. Why? We're out of the recession. They did this to give a $500 million tax cut to the wealthiest of the wealthy in North Carolina, those who earned income during the recession when the rest of us were struggling, and to large profitable out-of-state corporations. It is the wrong choice for North Carolina. It's the wrong choice for the future, and it's the wrong choice for the people.
They're saying it's going to create jobs.
Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? It hasn't proven to work in other, you know, trickle-down economics. We need to have what's a middle-out economy. We need to support and strengthen the middle class. If we can invest in education, in job training, in college education, we can create a workforce that can succeed and businesses can thrive and grow, and then everybody wins, workers and business owners alike. But to think that showering a millionaire with a $10,000 tax break when they don't even know what $10,000 is because they have so much money, when you're actually raising taxes, is a net on average tax increase with this tax plan on 80% of the people of North Carolina. How that helps grow the economy is mind-boggling. It doesn't. It's a farce.
I want to get back to education for a second. One of the things when I talk to folks that seems almost universal around the state is people are frustrated at the way teachers are being treated in North Carolina, and they're worried that teachers won't go into the classroom, smart kids won't major and won't want to be teachers, teachers will leave who are there. Are you worried about that? I mean, do we have a problem with the way we're treating teachers?
Yeah, I had dinner with a couple former principals last night, and one of them said that there are 40-some vacancies at a Raleigh high school today, and classes start next week. They're having vacancies at a much higher rate than they've ever had before. It's because teachers are leaving. Someone was just telling me about their child who was a North Carolina teaching fellow. This was a wonderful program that the Republicans have eliminated, which identified star kids in our universities and paid for their college education. They would become teachers. And we had incredible retention rates. Those people stayed as teachers through their careers here in North Carolina. He's moving to Vermont. A $20,000 pay increase to teach in Vermont over teaching in North Carolina. We are 48th in teacher pay. And if you look over the last decade, we're last in the country in terms of what the net effect on teachers. We had been a good state in the mid-20s in terms of where our teachers were ranked, and now we're 48th. And it's dropping. And with this tax breaks for the millionaires and the large corporations, is going to make it practically impossible to come up with any meaningful pay increases in the next couple budget cycles. It is so wrong for the future of our state. We have succeeded in North Carolina when we have invested in public education, when we have strengthened our universities and community colleges, built solid infrastructure. You create that environment, businesses thrive. We've been the fastest growing state, or maybe second after Nevada, over the last two decades. It's not because we had the very lowest tax rate that competed with South Carolina and Mississippi. That is not why we've been a thriving state. We've been a thriving state because we have invested in what people care about. They are undoing that, and we need to change it. We need to restore balance and sanity to state government.
Thanks for what you're doing to try to restore some sanity, and we appreciate you being with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Up next, why the new elections law will make it more difficult for thousands of people in North Carolina to vote. Stay tuned.